After another evening of severe thunderstorms for parts of the region and a warm and humid overnight, we'll do it all over again today. In the wake of a weak cold front that moved through the region overnight, dew points tailed off a touch, but not a whole lot, and it will remain warm and humid for the next 2 days. A deep cutoff low is churning away across the Midwest and Great Lakes regions, ever so slowly pushing a cold front in our direction. With a continued moist southerly flow ahead of this system, there'll be more showers and thunderstorms to deal with the next couple of days until the cold front can finally creep across our area. There's still plenty of uncertainty when exactly that will happen, as well as the models are still not in total agreement, but it looks to be sometime late Tuesday and early Wednesday morning. Before then, you can expect repeated rounds of showers and thunderstorms, and with precipitable water levels remaining very high, there'll be a continued threat for heavy rainfall with any thunderstorm or shower that forms up, and potential flash flooding worries as well. With expected cloud cover, the instability will be limited, so the severe potential is not very high, but just like we saw yesterday, there still can be some severe storms around. The best chance for organized areas of heavy rain with the thunderstorms will be Tuesday and early Tuesday evening. Some showers may linger into Wednesday morning over the eastern portions of the region. Otherwise, Wednesday will see decreasing cloud cover and cooler, less humid air streaming in. A sprawling area of high pressure will then build into the region from Wednesday all the way into the weekend, bringing fair and comfortable weather. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from the Ozarks and lower Ohio and Tennessee Valley to the mid-Atlantic states and into southern New England. Severe thunderstorms will be possible primarily across the Ozarks, lower Ohio and Tennessee valleys in the mid-Atlantic states and southern New England, and more isolated strong to severe storms will be possible from the southern plains, northwest, and into the Rockies across central and southern Arizona. Amplification of a large-scale upper air pattern will occur during the day today as a seasonably strong upper-level trough becomes established from the Ontario and Quebec area southward across the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley. A series of impulses over the Pacific Northwest and Northern Rockies will move east-southeastward at the crest of a ridge and high pressure centered over the Great Basin. A pronounced cold front will extend from the lower Great Lakes across the southern plains this afternoon, while a pre-existing surface frontal boundary, reinforced by prior convective outflows, will be in place in advance of the front from southern New England southwestward into portions of the Ohio Valley and the Ozarks. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a low on Sunday of 39 degrees at Bodie State Park in California and Old Faithful in Yellowstone National Park in Wyoming to a high Sunday afternoon. You ready for this? 126 degrees at Death Valley, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly afternoon. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain. It'll be cloudy with a high in the mid-80s. In Boston, a chance of showers and storms. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain and frequent lightning. Mostly cloudy there with a high in the mid-80s. And in Buffalo, a slight chance of showers. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high in the mid and upper 70s. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 83 degrees with a record of 99 set in 1995. Normal minimum temperature is 62 degrees with a record of 49 set in 1940. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, humid with highs in the lower 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of showers and storms, humid with lows in the middle 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy today with showers and thunderstorms likely mainly this afternoon, humid with highs in the mid-80s, and tonight showers and thunderstorms likely humid with lows in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the low 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, temperatures in the low and middle 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly in the afternoon, humid with highs in the low 80s. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely, humid with lows only in the mid-60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms, humid with highs in the low 80s. And tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of showers and storms, humid with lows only in the upper 60s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms, temperatures in the mid-70s to near 80 degrees. Wednesday becoming mostly sunny and quite pleasant with highs in the mid and upper 70s. A gorgeous day Thursday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid and upper 70s. Partly cloudy Friday, highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. And Saturday, partly cloudy with highs in the upper 70s and low 80s too. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.